This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
On the DJD program, I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Shilman is here. Jennifer off for the rest of the week. So we get to it. Let's see what we have, Victoria, or here.
Well, it's kind of a cool story that's starting to trend. A 71-year-old Frenchman has set sail across the Atlantic Ocean in a large orange barrel. Have you seen images of this yet?
No, I haven't. No.
This is a capsule that, it's a barrel-shaped capsule that he actually designed and built himself, and he just departed off of the coast of West Africa from the Canary Islands, and he is, it doesn't have a motor in it. He is literally going to just be floating wherever the currents take him. And he's been going at about 1 to 2 miles per hour. That's the speed of the currents that he's in right now. And, before he set sail or departed, he did a bunch of interviews because a lot of people have been tracking him and wondering, you know, they're anxious to keep up with his journey. He has been funded by sponsorships and a crowdfunding campaign. He has a Facebook page that will be posting updates of his progress. He's a retired military parachutist, and apparently this is something he's always wanted to do. Now, being the quintessential Frenchman, of course, some of the staples on board his little barrel include a bottle of white wine and a block of foie gras for New Year's Eve. And then he has a bottle of a special red for his birthday, which will take place in January. And so he has on board this little vessel, it has a very tiny little makeshift kitchen and a sleeping area, and his entertainment will be the three portholes that are built into the barrel, and so he can watch fish as they go by. Seems to me like a very lonely way to travel around the world, but all of his data will be going to science. So international marine organizations can study the currents, the ocean currents, and he says that he hopes to end up somewhere in the Caribbean. He said that maybe Barbados, although he said I'd really like it to be a French island like Martinique or Guadeloupe, because that would make it easier with paperwork to bring the barrel back home. So he's got 2,850 miles to go. And but so far, he said the vessel's behaving very well, and I'm sure we'll be seeing lots more of these images as they become more and more popular on Instagram and Facebook and things like that. But it's cool. Good luck to him.
So
wouldn't be me. I wouldn't sign up for this.
You got to be nuts. I'm looking at this now. Is he a paddleboarder of sorts? Is that
I don't know. I just know it said his military background, he was a parachutist.
Yeah. But he's crossing the ocean without any assistance whatsoever.
Yeah. This barrel is literally just floating along, and it's going to... He obviously has maps of the current, so he has an idea of where he'll end up. But, you know, if a big storm comes through, who knows?
Yeah. See you later.
Well, at least it's a bigger barrel than I was imagining. He's got room to stretch his legs out. I'm literally picturing one of the barrels that people go over to,
from like the
go
Road
over
Runner.
Niagara Falls on, and I'm like, that doesn't seem very comfortable for that many miles. I'm sure this isn't either, but it's at least a little bit bigger than I was
thinking. You look at the history, the twisted, sordid, crazy history of people who've tried to do the Atlantic crossing different ways. Somebody's tried to swim. Somebody tried to use a dead fish in a plane that didn't have any fuel. Let's see, who else? I'm just looking at some of these crazy things.
I don't think anyone's ever done a barrel like this.
No, probably not. Yeah.
You're basically just floating. You're bopping around like a buoy.
Yeah.
So.
Baba buoy. No, thank you.
Nope.
Have a nice trip, sir. All right, good news. Yeah, good luck. Good news today for those of you who are in the market. I sound like a broken record sometimes, but I, like the, you know, the average person listens to this program for maybe 40, 45 minutes at a time. So over the course of the years, you may not have heard all of my pearls of wisdom. This is a pretty consistent pearl of wisdom. When the stock market goes down, sit on your hands. And the reason I say that is once again exemplified by what's happened in the past week. You saw the market tank one day 600 points and then another day a couple of hundred points. And depending on whether you're looking at the Dow Jones average or the Standard & Poor average or NASDAQ, whatever you're looking at, it is a fabulous story today because of what happened yesterday. The biggest single session point gains on record ever took place yesterday. So all those of you who listened foolishly to somebody who's a stockbroker who say, well, you better get out of this now before it goes down any lower, you're not very smart. And neither of these guys, they want you to sell because they get a commission and a sales transaction fee every time you sell something. That's the only reason they want you to sell. But the three major indices regained all the losses that they lost on Monday. Every single penny. At the end of the session on Monday, the Dow Jones and other averages were down about 19%. And then bingo, yesterday, back up 20%. It's a game for fools. You can make money, put it in a decent stock, research it, and then sit and watch it. That's it. Unless you need the money, or unless you're a day trader and you know what the heck you're doing. This is a fabulous time. Monday was a great a great day for day traders. Fabulous. Because they buy stuff that's off that much, and then bingo, anybody who's any sense knows that the numbers are going to go back up again sooner or later. And this is a little quicker than most people thought. But it's a fool's game. These people, they know what they're doing. They push the market down, take their gains, and then they buy in, and it goes back up again. So a fabulous amount of money was made yesterday by a lot of people. It just is the game, and it is a game. It is a complete ruse, complete game. It's a shell game. And I have very little respect for most of the people I know who are in the stock business. They take advantage of people. They do things that are unscrupulous and in many cases almost illegal because that's how they make their money. And that's why a lot of the people on Wall Street have such bad reputations. Some of them deserve it. Not all of them. They're not all crooks.
Well, they're professional gamblers, you know. And
yeah.
And you
gambling with your money.
Yeah, and if you think about just the personality type that would be required for that type of job. Yeah. A lot of the times they get a bad rap. Well, and it's justified. A lot of times, you know, that you see these guys who it's sort of the stereotypical, you know, adrenaline junkie.
Suit. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And that's what, and that's what it is. It's just, it's a constant chasing of that high of, you know, buying and selling and gambling. And it's the same thing that fuels gambling addictions. When you go to, you know, sad tables in Vegas where mortgages are on the line, it's essentially the same thing, except on Wall Street, they're playing with the house's money.
Yeah,
it's your money.
It's not their money. It's your money.
Yeah.
So anyway, hopefully you did well and you're doing well and you're feeling good about it. That would be my wish for you. Also, I would wish for you in this new year, for you, those of you who haven't heeded my calls for you to get a better night's sleep, a dream of getting a full night's rest, do you? I'm looking at time after time, people who are patrons of MyPillow looking. This person says, I've had many expensive pillows. I've tried everything. I didn't like my pillow. I didn't like my pillow commercials. You know, they said, oh, well, I'm not going to get it. Well, I didn't know what I was missing. This is a fellow named Scott who talks about Mike Lindell. He got on and on in a couple of paragraphs. He says, once I put my pillow under my feet, I experienced the best night's sleep I've felt in 4 years. So this guy, he didn't like sleeping on a MyPillow with his neck, his head, but he liked putting it at his feet. So now he says, I sleep better because I have a MyPillow between my knees, from my knees to my foot. Well, listen, whatever turns you on, fella. I'm not here to criticize anybody. If you want a good night's sleep, however you get it, whatever makes you feel better and puts you to sleep, whether it's a MyPillow under your neck or it's a MyPillow between your legs, doesn't make any difference. Help yourself to big savings. Elegant MyPillows save 50%. Go to MyPillow.com. Get the mattresses, the sheets, the mattress cover. Make sure you're getting the best night's rest with the best products available. American made at MyPillow.com. Save the money, the big money, using the promo code DJV.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fifth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield, another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Wes worked hard to make his dream of playing in the NHL come true. Every day, he'd be out playing street hockey, constantly. Townspeople would drive by and shout,
"Get out of the street!"
But Wes never gave up. Well, until one day when someone yelled,
"Get in the car, you're going to make us all late to work!"
Because Wes was a 43-year-old accountant, and he commuted with that guy downtown. So Wes never played in the NHL. But he did hear how GEICO, proud partner of the NHL, could save him money on car insurance. So he switched and saved and made his other dream come true.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Cases and cases of confidence.
Staples can help give you the confidence that your business is ready for the year ahead with all the supplies you need.
Like paper. And right now, when you buy a 10-ream case of Staples multipurpose paper, you get one free.
So you can be confident you're ready for whatever business comes your way.
Buy one case of Staples multipurpose paper, get one free. Now at Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
In store only, limit 10, valid through 1/5/19.
GEICO presents Eyewitness Interviews with Inanimate Objects.
This is Belinda Collins, live on the scene of a recent hailstorm. Here to describe the event, the football.
Bro, I was just hanging on the roof when this gnarly storm starts dropping baseball-sized hail. The shingles got beat up. A few windows looked broken. It was savage.
Did you do anything to help?
Nah, bro. I was in survival mode.
Your football can't help you in a hailstorm, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call GEICO to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. That's great news. Quick way to save money, go to GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com, and 15 minutes could save 15% or more on your car insurance for next year. The North and South Koreans are getting along or getting together. I suppose maybe this could be Victoria from the getting along department. North and South Korea making another move toward getting together. They're going to connect their railroads and their regular roads. Officials in North and South Korea participating in the event on Wednesday, during which two separate trains started from either side of the peninsula and converged at the North Korean border. The meet was pretty symbolic. Unlikely much more will happen while North Korea is under international sanctions. So there still is the barbed wire at the border, if you will. The South Koreans had an exemption from the UN to hold the ceremony, and still the Unification Ministry said the move shows that both countries are willing to cooperate for modernization in the future. So that's good. I mean, it's got to be anything that calms people down and gets them to figure out, okay, how can we work together is good. Positive step. Good news for the beginning of 2019. You can say that. 20 minutes? No, wait a minute. 21 after the hour, DJV time.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I like best from Bono and U2. What about you, Victoria? In God's Country, you like this song?
Love that. It's one of my favorites from Josh
Petrie.
Yep.
All right, music time at 24 after the hour on the DJB program, as all of us spend a lot of time, especially this time of year, listening to all kinds of fabulous music. Music so important in our lives. We devote 4, 5, 6 minutes every hour to musical news and tastes and stuff. And so as we go through the news, U2 frontman Bono right up there in front. Guitarist The Edge. Who's The Edge? I don't know who The Edge
He's
is.
He's the guitar player in U2.
Oh, he is. Why is that? Yeah. What's his real name? Don't we have a real name for him?
Yeah, his real name is, I'm blanking on it now, actually. Okay. He's just The Edge. Everyone in the world knows him.
Okay.
The Edge.
Everybody knows him except
Even
me.
Even his mother calls him The Edge, apparently.
Really?
Yes.
All right, so they spent Christmas Eve giving back. They joined a number of fellow musicians in the annual tradition of charity busking when they turned up outside the Gaiety Theatre in Dublin to pay tribute to a number of people working on a homeless charity called Simon, the Simon Community Homeless Charity. So they played a few holiday songs. This is an annual event. Featured music from organizer Glenn Hansard of The Frames, Damien Rice, Imelda May, and a number of other Irish musicians. You'd be better at telling this story because you're the Irie here, Victoria.
Well, this is sort of been a rumor. I always thought that Bono and The Edge show up and they busk on Christmas Eve. But apparently this year the whole thing was filmed and it was all caught on tape. So it was a good mix of people. Damien Rice is another Irish musician. Glenn Hansard, you may remember, Doug, from... Do you remember that movie musical called Once from 2008, like 10 years ago?
No,
he won the Oscar for Best Song, and it was the story of an Irish musician who meets a girl from, like, Czechoslovakia or something, and it was a love story. Anyway, so he was Glenn Hansard starred in that movie, and he's the organizer of the busking, and so he did a performance of George Michael's Faith with a homeless man who was actually staying in a nearby hostel, and so they raise money every year for it, and Bono always shows up. He doesn't always perform. This year he did, and they pass out buckets, and so it draws a really big crowd. It's right on Grafton Street, which is like the Fifth Avenue of Dublin. So it's right in the shopping district, and they raise a lot of money for homeless charity, which is important in every city, really.
Good. Do we have their version of Christmas Baby Please Come Home, which originally was done by Darlene Love in 1963? What does that sound like? Got to create that wall of sound. That's what I wanted to hear.
That's good.
Good, good, good. All right, that's good stuff. Congratulations to them. Next up, musically, the music cruise that a lot of people are interested in. This is a music cruise of reggae, the jam rock reggae cruise, 5-night escape, setting sail December 9th next year. Helmed by Damian Marley, who's the son, right? Of Bob Marley?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they sold out in record time. 2,400 passengers in 2014. Doubled to 4,300. Now how many are going to be on this? They did it this year, too, didn't they? Have they done it every year? Or they do it every other year.
I don't know how often they do it, but this year for the 2019 lineup, they broke a record. They haven't even announced the lineup yet, and it's already sold out. So people really want to get on this reggae cruise.
December 9th, 2019, from Fort Lauderdale. And they stop in Ochos Rios and Falmouth, Jamaica. I don't know where Falmouth is. Jamaica.
Never been to Jamaica. Don't know.
I've been a couple of times. Kingston is horrible, and Montego Bay is wonderful. Pretty much that's it. And how it works. You can fly into either one of the cities from Miami. Go to, if you have a choice, you go to Montego Bay. 28 after the hour on the DJV show.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it means to receive the Medal of Honor.
I'm the one that got the recognition because I received the award, but like I know that this isn't mine. I just was trying to follow everybody else around me. You know, all these guys did incredible things. The only reason I'm here, the only reason I have a wife, the only reason I have kids is because those guys gave everything they had that day.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Cases and cases of confidence.
Staples can help give you the confidence that your business is ready for the year ahead with all the supplies you need.
Like paper. And right now, when you buy a 10-ream case of Staples multipurpose paper, you get one free.
So you can be confident you're ready for whatever business comes your way.
Buy one case of Staples multipurpose paper, get one free. Now at Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
In store only, limit 10. Valid through 1/5/19.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Security was extra tight this year as people celebrated the arrival of 2019 in towns and cities across the nation, including in Times Square, where the rain didn't dampen people's spirits any. There were no major problems reported at any of the celebrations. President Trump answering Senator Elizabeth Warren's announcement that she's taking the first step to run for president in 2020.
We'll see how she does. I wish her well. I hope she does well. I'd love to run against her.
Trump was speaking about the Democratic senator's announcement in an interview with Fox News.
She says she's in the fight all the way, Mr. President. Do you really think she believes she can win?
Well, that I don't know. You'd have to ask her psychiatrist.
In Pasadena, California, thousands have already turned out to get ready to watch the 130th annual Rose Parade later this morning. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
That's the DJV program and our special overview of what the new year holds. There are a lot of people who participate in the DJV program, and two of them very important to the future of medicine, to how you handle what goes on in your body. You're getting advice from two really, really solid professionals that are a part of the program. One of them is Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's a board-certified NUCCA chiropractor, which is upper cervical practice on your neck and your head, that sort of thing. We all know what chiropractic is and how it's been accepted by the general mainstream of doctors and medicine. Changed a lot in the last 30 or 40 years. Also joining us is Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who runs Lake Cardiology. He's a noted cardiologist, works in Florida. Jack's practice is out in Salt Lake City, so we have two different parts of the country represented, two different philosophies, but yet men that I love and really regard because of how I inveigle them into my life. You can be sure that I'm not having any doctors in my life that I don't trust. And I trust these two, even though they come from very different spaces. Ken is pretty much a traditionalist in terms of how he's been trained and how he practices, although I think he says frequently that he doesn't use anything that he learned in medical school anymore, because things are...
I still use anatomy.
Okay, yes. Right. That's good to know. Yeah, right.
I was in a bookstore the other day, and Grey's Anatomy, the latest edition, doesn't show any new body parts.
No!
We haven't discovered any new body parts in the last 100 or so years.
All right, so then in 2019, we're not likely to discover any new body parts. So we're going to discover other things. And as we... I don't like to say that Jack is an alternative therapist, because I'm not really sure... He is. It's hard. With Ken, it's easier to describe what he is and what he isn't. With you, Jack, not so easy unless we listen to you for a while, talk about your philosophy as a GAPS practitioner, the things about vaccines that the two of you don't necessarily agree on, all of those things. I'd rather have us focus on the things that we do agree upon as we go forward. What do you see happening, for example, in pain management with the opioid crisis being what it is? How is the pain management practice, because there are people, doctors who specialize in pain management, how is that going to change in the new year? Ken, let's start with you.
You know, before we go to the new year, one of the big stories of 2018, Doug, is that the U.S. life expectancy continues to decline, and this is fueled by rising suicides and opioid overdoses. So we have a huge problem.
And well, we also have all these damn electronic cigarettes, and those things are going to be a disaster.
Absolutely.
As we move forward.
And also, in 2018, the FDA approved a pain drug that's 1,000 times more powerful than morphine, Dysuvia. So this is a huge problem, and we do need alternative therapies for pain management. Something that I'm really excited about in 2019 and the future is a whole field called pharmacogenomic testing. This uses a patient's genetic makeup, Doug, to predict an individual's metabolism of drugs, including some opiate-based drugs. Pharmacogenomic testing can be used to avoid adverse reactions and eliminate unnecessary and ineffective prescriptions, replacing them with more effective medications. In 2019, with increased access, Doug, to genetic testing, pharmacogenomics is poised to make significant inroads into precision medicine and potentially end the opioid crisis. So for the first time, I'm a little hopeful that we may get over this, and this is an area that I'm not proud of medicine, this whole opioid crisis.
All right, so Jack, one of the things you talk about, modern medicine and the survivability of modern medicine, people are getting sicker and sicker. Some of the, as we're suggesting here, the pain, the things that are prescribed, there are notations this week about the effects of synthetic opioids and how those numbers are going through the roof, up 45% in just a year. 70,000 people kill themselves on this stuff because they were prescribed this stuff. So from your perspective, is this one of the things that puts a nail in the coffin of modern medicine? Not the kind that we describe with Ken, but just in general, all the prescriptions for all of this crap.
Well, I take care of a lot of patients who are seeing me, as well as somebody practicing Western medicine. And what they're getting from...
So it's likely that some of you have patients like... You both have patients like me. I'm the best reflection of what you just said, because I go to both you, Jack, and I go to you, Ken.
Well, they come to me because they're tired of the drugs for this, drugs for anything, drugs for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the concept of genomic testing for sure. But it's like until we had opioids, we never had anything to deal with pain, which simply is not true. We've had herbal concoctions for thousands of years that have been very effective for pain, that are not steroidal based,
and the white willow bark that is the basis of aspirin without any kind of side effects that you're going to get from aspirin. Turmeric, boswellia, salagesic. There are different herbs that are used on a regular basis and have been, as I said, for millennia, that can suppress pain if you will go to the cause of the pain. And when people get hooked on opioids, they're down a one-way street that has no exit, because it's, all it will do is suppress the pain as well as the addictive possibilities and liver damage.
All right. So is part of the problem here, and maybe do we see a solution or a correction in 2019, the way the government has tried to manage health care, and as a result, doctors are changing the way they deal with patients, and instead of spending a half hour with you, they spend 5 minutes, and in order to fix the problem, it's quick and easy to give you a prescription for the pain, whereas if you had time to really work through it, there might have been other suggestions, but because medicine, the payments for medicine, the expenses, all of that stuff rolled into one means let's get them in and get them out fast. This is the quickest way to deal with the pain. Bingo. Next. Is that too simplistic a way of looking at it?
No, I had sinus surgery a year and a half ago. And the doctor that I saw was very competent, highly recommended, that kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. And we went through step A, step B, step C, step D, and then it came to the prescriptive medication, and he wanted to give me a fluoroquinolone. And I said to him, hey, I'm not going to take this. You know what a fluoroquinolone is, as I said to Dr. Hill. You know what a fluoroquinolone is. And he says, well, yeah, but that's what we do. Well, I'm not going to do it. Is there something else we can do that's not going to tear up my tendons and my muscles and cause these horrible side effects that are involved with these black label drugs from the FDA? So we compromised between the two of us because he absolutely demanded that I have one. And we took a much lower, powerful drug, and I only used it for about 2 or 3 days. I was just fine. But he was upset because he used to be scheduled for 4 patients an hour. Now he's scheduled for 5 patients an hour, and that includes everything, everything that he has to do in the sense of follow-up or in the sense of pre-op consultation or whatever else he has to do. And he was more angry about that than he was anything else.
Ken, how does that affect you in terms of cardiology and the amount of time you spend? Because you violate pretty much every rule that there is. People go in and they'll spend an hour with you or more than that. I mean, when you and I, maybe it's different. You and I, by the time I'm done in your place, it's an eight-hour day, pretty much the same when I go to see Jack. But in reality, how much less time are you spending with patients who need more of your time?
Well, I'm a dinosaur, Doug. I hang to the old Mayo Clinic way of practicing medicine, and we're a dying breed because, unfortunately, the economics are attacking the independent health provider like myself and forcing many of us to join these big hospital institutions. And the net result is what Jack is talking about. We no longer control our time, and we're dictated to by these large organizations which are taking over healthcare, how we practice. And if that day comes, that's the day I retire, because I don't want to be taken care of like that, as Jack relates to his own personal experience, and I don't want to take care of patients like that. I've been in practice for 30 years. It's worked for hundreds of years, and that is not where I think most of us want to be taken care of. And I think when a lot of doctors get into that model, they're just not happy. You look at the doctor burnout, it's a huge story of 2018. It continues, and it's not going to end in 2019. I think that's a big part of why your doctors are burning out.
All right, let's talk about the advent of artificial intelligence and how that's changing either or both of your practices and medicine in general. Start with you, Ken. The advent of artificial, we're talking about robots. What are we talking about? How do we define artificial intelligence in medicine?
Well, this is a really exciting area, and it almost means that a lot of us are going to have to become technology experts. But it's being used in virtual nursing, Doug, these virtual nursing assistants, administrative workflow assistants. It's being used in fraud detection. I know that's
that's an area that you're interested in. Also in looking for dosage error issues, but also preliminary diagnosis. The doctor is being tested by these machines, and often they get to the answer more quickly, so treatment can begin faster. Another area where artificial intelligence is helping the radiologists to look at the image that they get and helping get the answer quickly. Often the images are not clear, but automated image diagnosis is here. It's going to be even bigger in 2019. Artificial intelligence, Doug, is helping physicians make decisions regarding care, analyze images of the body, and also, believe it or not, triage patients. You walk into an ER 2019, and artificial intelligence is going to be around you.
So, Jack, what role does technology play in your practice now and down the road in the future, let's say for the next year, if you want to go out that far?
Well, it's more in the way of nutritional analysis and nutritional forecasting, in the sense of the BioMeridian machine that we've used on you two or three times. We have an FDA-approved device for what we use, and as the algorithms get tighter and more efficient and more accurate, once we do several different scans, we're able, instead of looking at a whole rainbow of symptoms that people might be having, it can pinpoint aspects of liver dysfunction, kidney dysfunction, some problem with the digestive response, and then in X-rays, of course, we're going completely digital, and that will certainly help with the algorithms that are involved with upper cervical X-rays.
All right, when we continue, I want to talk about how the impact of Western medicine or Eastern medicine, whatever you want to call it, as the government gets more and more involved in these things, like it or not, what impact will the traditional Western medicine have on decisions that are made, and more, as you just suggested, Jack, people are not disputing acupuncture points, that sort of thing, certainly the help of chiropractic. So how does this broaden as we move forward?
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Kriebel.
A friend, struggling to make ends meet, found that he could rent a spare room by the night and earn a nice supplemental income. But he also found out there are rules about competing with hotels. Cities from New York to Denver have adopted rules to stop such practices. Not because there's any danger to public safety, but because Airbnb has become serious competition for hotels, just as Uber competes with taxis. Many tourists enjoy staying at bed and breakfast, and traveling is a different experience when you get to know your hosts in their own homes. We understand why hotel chains may be threatened by such competition, but a look through the lens of liberty tells us this is not the government's business. Such favoritism limits your choices, but if you don't defend your right to stay wherever you want, who will?
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Cases and cases of confidence.
Staples can help give you the confidence that your business is ready for the year ahead with all the supplies you need.
Like paper. And right now, when you buy a 10-ream case of Staples multipurpose paper, you get one free.
So you can be confident you're ready for whatever business comes your way.
Buy one case of Staples multipurpose paper, get one free. Now at Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
In store only, limit 10. Valid through 1/5/19.
The United
United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fifth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield. Another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Show. New Year's, Doug Steffen, along with my two favorite doctors, Dr. Jack Stockwell, certified NUCA chiropractor. Jack is here as one of my practitioners, one of my personal practitioners, with another man that I love, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Both of these men have become great personal friends of mine. I trust them, and so I've asked them to bring sort of their thoughts of the future. Ken is a cardiologist practicing in Florida at Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora. The artificial intelligence conversation we were having, I don't think I finished with you, Ken, in terms of how you see you have all kinds of instrumentation. I'm picturing in my mind, I wish I had some video here or something to play with this, because going into Ken's office and what I see there and experience there with all the gadgets and the technology versus going to Ken's office, the technology is there, but it's smaller in a sense. The machines are smaller. Doesn't mean the results are smaller, just the machines, the technology. Anyway, so Ken, what does that do? What does the future hold for making your job easier to help people?
I think you meant in Jack's office the machines are smaller.
Yeah, did I say Ken? No, I met Jack. Yeah, I did. Yeah, Jack's office, the machines are small. Ken's office,
cardiologists love toys, and we always have, and we always will, and we use them, and we love technology. And if you don't like technology, you just don't go into cardiology. But I think this is going to be very important for all of us. The innovations in robotic surgery in 2019. Today, most surgeries, Doug, they're performed the shortest and least invasive science will allow. This change in surgical technique, it's brought about in part by the integration of robotics. Robots in the operating room, they provide surgeons with guidance for extreme precision in surgery. I mean, I grew up in a time where you would go in for a cataract and be in the hospital for a week. Today, it's a few minutes in the outpatient area of the ophthalmologist's office. It's amazing. You go in for your appendix, your gallbladder. My mother in the 1960s and 70s, she was in the hospital a week for a gallbladder. Today, it's outpatient surgery. It's amazing, the change. So these shortened recovery times and limited pain after surgery are just a few of the patient benefits seen with minimally invasive robotized surgery. And this is only going to become more and more advanced. The possibilities of doing operations with robots are only going to be enhanced in 2019.
All right. So, Jack, I said a few minutes ago, the future of Western medicine, Eastern medicine, whatever it is, getting to the root cause of disease and then treating it, which do we become more sympathetic to, or do we continue to be sympathetic?
Well, that's a great question. That's a great question, because of all of the Western industrialized nations, about 40 of them, the United States is the only one that does not have universal health care.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at who is picking up the bill in these 39 other countries, it's the federal government. And the federal government is very, very picky and very choosy about the kinds of treatments and therapies that they will pay for, which is why throughout Europe you see a tremendous amount of homeopathy. You see herbalism to a great degree. The Queen of England has her own homeopath. She has an herbalist. She has a chiropractor, and she has a fleet of medical doctors, all to take care of all the different avenues that they ride on. It doesn't matter which country you look at that's Western, as far as Western development is concerned. Mm-hmm. You're going to see therapies way beyond drug therapies.
Would you say gene therapy is an
necessary
example? Is gene therapy an example of that? Stroke therapy?
No.
We got about a minute left.
No,
here.
That's
about
still
that?
In its developmental stage, but it gives us great hope for the future. Like Ken mentioned a lot earlier, instead of a lot of needless other things that you're trying to do with a shotgun approach, you can do it with a sniper rifle if you can actually identify the genetic expression.
Right. Or does that make the pharmacist more a part of it?
The idea is to get back more to foundational care. Go to the cause of the problem.
Ken?
Doug, I agree with all of what Jack's saying, but I think the true trend in 2019 is that drugs are going to become a bigger factor cost of the health care bill. Mm-hmm. You know, I deal with Medicare, Medicaid, and the VA, which is essentially what Jack is talking about, the government taking care of health care, and I don't see them being friendly to any of these therapies that the Queen is interested in, and I just deal with the realities.
Yeah, the government's not friendly to anything or anybody except themselves. Dr. Jack Stockwell, Nuka chiropractor from Salt Lake City. Dr. Ken Kronhaus runs Lake Cardiology, a cardiological clinic in Central Florida, with their ideas, their thoughts. Where are we going next year in the world of medicine? We've tapped into some great ideas. Thank you, gentlemen. Happy New Year.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.